From Tidbits on July 2nd, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Aperture 3.3.1. After releasing Aperture 3.3 earlier this month, Apple has just posted Aperture 3.3.1, which fixes an issue that in rare cases could cause Aperture to hang or quit unexpectedly when upgrading libraries. The Aperture 3.3 update was a major shift from previous versions, changing the photo library format so that it would work with Aperture and iPhoto interchangeably, and adding support for the new MacBook Pro with Retina display. For the people who got hit by this bug, and we heard from some, so it could have been that rare, Aperture 3.3.1 should be a welcome update. CloudPill 2.1.1. Golden Hill Software has released version 2.1.1 of its CloudPill Google Data Backup application, which fixes a critical bug that prevented the app from backing up a small number of Gmail messages and from reporting the failure. John Brayton of Golden Hill Software apologizes for this lapse in the release notes, writing that while the bug affected less than 1% of messages, quote, our bug that provides a false sense of security with regard to the backup status is very serious. After the update is installed, CloudPill searches for bad message backups in the mail backup repository, deletes the message backup and marks it as failed, and then backs up that message again, if it's still present in Gmail. As a result of this process, the first backup cycle after updating may take a few hours. KeyQ 6.2. Ergonus has released KeyQ 6.2, which adds an oft-requested feature to the keyboard shortcut reminder utility. The new hands-free mode now enables you to pop open the shortcut table and keep it open for perusal without having to continue pressing a key. The release also adds two new black-and-white themes, as well as improves transparency adjustment for existing black-and-white themes. Additionally, the update provides workarounds for delays in Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, as well as an issue where no shortcuts were shown for Sibelius. Fixes an issue with partially overlapping items in the settings window, and corrects a problem where some shortcuts in iTunes were overlooked. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.